Leading the news, the minimum wage and penalty rates will be examined in a government review of industrial relations. The Productivity Commission's findings are expected to form the basis of a new workplace relations policy for the coalition. A final report is due in November.
Whatever recommendations we believe are appropriate for the Fair Work framework, we will then seek a mandate at the 2016 election.
The lawyer for former Guantanamo Bay detainee David Hicks is confident his name is set to be cleared after a change of position by the US government. Hicks appealed against his 2007 conviction for providing material support for terrorism. Lawyer Stephen Kenny says they've now been told the government does not dispute his innocence and also admitted that his conviction was not correct. He expects to hear within a month whether the military commission will quash his conviction. Prince Andrew has responded to claims he had underage sex with a teenager. The Duke of York is in Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. The allegations surfaced last month and led to Buckingham Palace issuing a public denial. Prince Andrew says he stands by the palace's statement. A lawyer acting for two members of the Bali Nine has launched a last-ditch effort to save them by seeking a judicial review of their cases. Bali Nine member Andrew Chan's plea for presidential clemency has been rejected. It means he and Muyaran Sukumaran could be facing the firing squad within weeks.